Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment today, I would like to talk about marriage. And the reason why I would like to talk about marriage is because I've been getting a lot of emails with people asking me to do something on interracial dating and just marriage in general with Black women. And I guess I want to start by saying that there's a higher percentage of Black women unmarried than there is any other race. And I know that the thing is, everyone's trying to figure out why that is so. And in my opinion, I think that it's because we kind of get a really bad rap, and that's by society themselves and to be honest, by some of our own men. For some reason, we as a Black race of women are considered angry and bitter, which is not true. We're not angry. We're not bitter like that. It's like when we tend to stand up for ourselves is when we're called angry and bitter. When everyone else is basically just defending themselves. But when it comes to when every other woman gets upset about something and stands her ground, she's just upset. She's been hurt. But when it comes to Black women, then we become angry. They say we're angry, we're loud, we don't know how to act. We always want to be in control. It's always something. And none of the above is true. We're not angry. We're just standing our ground. We're not going to be messed over. And a lot of people feel, okay, we can just do them any kind of way that they, you know, we want to do them. And they're going to sit down and they're going to accept it. And that's not true. And when we don't, that's when it becomes a problem in the eyes of men or in the eyes of society. They feel that people out there feel that Black women are materialistic, which is not true. For some strange reason, if a Black woman wants something nice or expensive, then she's a gold digger. That's all she wants is money. You know, and the funny thing is, even when we as Black women purchase our own things, I can recall purchasing my own things because I do like nice, expensive things because that's me. You know, I work for that money. It's my money. And I want to, you know, pamper myself. So, yes, I do like those things. But see, I spoil myself. You know, I'm not out there trying to get anyone else to do it. I do it myself. But as a woman of color, even when we spend our own money on the things that we like, it's still a problem. We're called materialistic. But why is that? That's the big question I have. Why is it that we cannot even buy ourselves anything expensive without being called materialistic? Why can't we enjoy our lives and be happy and get the nice things that we desire to have when everyone else can go out and do it and they're not called materialistic? So, and the reason why I got on the subject of material things is because a lot of our men have said, okay, we have gone over to different races of women, whether Hispanic, Chinese, white, whatever, Asian, whatever the case may be. They've said we've gone over to that race of women because they're not materialistic. They don't want our money. They're not gold diggers. And that's bullshit. I mean, I have to be honest and say that is pure bullshit. There's gold diggers in every race of women out there. So why is it that when it comes to everyone but a Black woman, when it's all other women out there, they just like nice things. They deserve it. They've earned it. But with us, we don't deserve it. That's all we want. We just want designer items. And then that they've even said, and this is just men. And I'm not just saying black men have said this. This is what I've read articles where white men, you know, have said the same thing, where it just seems like everyone jumps down the throat of black women. And they try to make it seem like we are some of the worst human beings out there. And I find myself laughing at that, because as a black woman, I can tell you, we have stood by men that didn't have a pot to piss in, whether he's black, white, yellow, red, blue, Asian, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever he was. A black woman would have his back. If he didn't have a job, she had his back. She would take care of him. She would hold down the fort, you know. But it's like, when it comes time for someone to take care of a black woman, who's there? Who's really there? It's like she has no one to turn to, because everyone is finding some type of fault with her. Either she's, you know, she's digging for gold, she's gold digging, or all she wants to do is wear fake hair, fake nails, fake this, fake that. And I'm here to tell you, every race of women out there wear the fake nails, the fake hair, the fake eyelashes. Hell, the fake asses, the fake lips, the fake breast. Okay? That's all races of women. Okay? But for some reason, we are put under the spotlight. And that's why there's so many single black women. Because people want to always find fault in something that we are doing, when other race of women are doing the same thing, and we're not doing anything wrong. We just like, we make sure that we look nice. We make sure that we have nice things. And like I said, most of us buy the things ourselves. And I tell people, don't spend my money for me. Don't tell me what I shouldn't spend this and that on, because it's my money. Okay. It's my money. It's not yours. Stay out of my pocket. Stay out of my purse. It's no one else's concern when I go buy something nice that I like. But the reason why it's so many black women single, because society, I think, has made it that way. They've thrown a lot of black men in jail. You know, and the truth is, they're either in jail, okay, for something maybe they didn't do, or something that they did do, whatever way it might be, or they're dead, or they don't like women, they might be gay, and then the other men are taken, okay? So what's left? We really don't have anything left, and the men that's left has gone over, and they've literally crossed over, and they seem to marry everything but a black woman, which I'm not saying that it is anything wrong with marrying someone out of your race. If you love them, you marry them. If you want them, be with them, is the way I see it. Whoever makes you happy. I've always told women, regardless of what race of women I'm talking to, you don't have to stick with your own race. If some other man or woman makes you happy and they're not your race, it doesn't matter. Go where you're happy. But I think a lot of us feel, okay, we're not going to really cross over to the other race of men, because you feel guilty almost. You feel bad, because it's like you're, you know, you should want this happy home with the black mom, the black dad, the children, the picket fence, you know, the love, the relationship, all of that. You want to keep, you know, this is how a lot of us see it. You know, we're going to marry our strong black men. And that's the way it's really always been that way. But here's the thing, and this is what I tell friends of mine and strangers that I have the conversation with, I tell them those our strong black men don't want their strong black women. They want everything but a strong black woman. They will go over and look past us like we don't exist and find fault in everything about us just to make themselves feel better or okay with the fact that they've crossed over to a different side. Which you don't have to do that. You can just go ahead and be with whomever you want to be with, but you shouldn't make your race of woman feel bad, your race of women feel bad because you're trying to put them down and make it seem like the reason why you've crossed over is because it's something that they've done, when all honesty, it's nothing that they've done. This is just something that you wanted to do. So that's why I'm saying, you know, I chose this discussion because this is something that that we all need to talk about, because this is just, it's crazy. You know, we have got to get it together. We have got to stop making it seem like, we have to be stuck with one race of person to love, to be with, to spend time with, because that's not true. And what I want is I know it might be some people that listen to this podcast that's not going to understand what I'm saying or might get a little bit upset about what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say is to any woman out there that shares my skin complexion, my race, if you cannot find what you're looking for in our race of men, excuse me, in our race of men, then if you meet someone that's a different race, then go for it. Don't feel bad. You don't have an obligation. There's not a race of women or men out here that has this so-called obligation to stay with their race. Those days are long gone. We don't have to do that anymore. We have the right to date whomever we choose. And that's why I tell people, I've gone on dates with different races of people. I mean, literally different races of men. Okay. And I don't care. I don't care who looks. I've been in restaurants and when I've gone on dates with white guys and a white waitress and nice restaurants didn't want to wait on us, refused to wait on us, would constantly walk past the table, wouldn't take the order. You know, it happened. It happened. But then I've gone on dates again and then my people have done the same thing to us. So it's not just, you know, Caucasian people having a problem with black women being out with white guys, but it's also our people, our men having a problem with us being out with white guys. And I can remember having a conversation with the Caucasian man that I was with. And I said, you know, the sad thing about this story is we have sat back and watched our men wine, dine, and marry every race of woman, damn near, but their own. And they're happy. They found their happiness. And the thing about it is, when they do it, they give these women anything and everything they want. And they should. If that's who they love and that's who they want to be with, they should. I have no problem with that. So why, as a black race, and I'm asking all of my black women that's listening to this, why do you feel you have to just stick with a black man? And I'm not downing my black men. Oh, because, honey, I love my black men. I love my black men. But I love who loves me, meaning I'm not going to hold out for anyone. I'm going to date until I find the right person for me, regardless of his race. I'm not going to think twice about going out with someone that is not black, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it until I find my happiness. I'm going to continue to date my black man. I'm going to continue to go out with the white guy. I have gone out with quite a few different races. I haven't dated them. I haven't been in a relationship with them, but I've gone out with them. And the reason being, I haven't been in a relationship with any is because it just wasn't there. It was something that was missing, and I don't get into anything that's not right. But I did not hold myself back from going out on these set dates that I'm talking about. I did, and we had fun. I just felt that they were more like friends to me. I didn't want to be anything more than friends, because it's just they weren't what I wanted. But we need to get used to doing things differently these days. We need to be stronger people, to where when we run across people that might have a problem with races interacting together or dating each other, and saying, making little comments when you're out, we need to have thick skin so that we can keep going. Who cares? Oh, I've been called all kinds of names that I've heard people calling me on both sides because I was out with a different race. Who cares? I don't care. I laugh at that. Like, okay, hell, you're not paying my bills. I'm not living for you. I'm living for me. So I don't care who says what or does what. And then there's been situations where at the restaurant, the waitress, Caucasian, would give me the check like he's not supposed to be paying for it. And I've had the guys literally have to basically yell at these women, give me, and say, give me the damn check. And then they stand and look at him like, I dare you pay for this black woman's meal. But it's funny. I have to laugh about it, because all I could think about is, now we've sat here and we've watched you all walk around arm in arm with our men, and we deal with it. We deal with it. We keep living. Who cares? Okay. If they want you and you guys get along and you date and you marry, more power to you. May you find true happiness. But let us do the same thing. Don't be angry because we are going out with your men. Okay. We didn't say anything when you were taking all of ours, because we barely have any left to even marry. So guess what? If we can't find any that's right for us, then we're going to move on over to yours and you deal with it. Okay. And I'm not just saying white women. I'm talking about Hispanic. I'm talking about Hispanic men, white men, Asian men, whatever. Yes. And whatever woman might be listening to this segment, I'm telling you right now, I can speak for only myself. Until I find the right man for me, I'm coming on over to your side and I'm going to date your men. Okay. And I'm going to be happy while doing it. And I'm not going to feel guilty. And I'm going to walk right past you arm in arm with this man, whether he be white, Hispanic, Asian, black, okay, white, whatever. Hey, I'm going to be right there with him, okay? And especially if he's making me happy and we're having fun, oh, honey, you just close your eyes, kick your feet. You can even go kick a wall. Just stay out of my way, because I'm going to be happy with whomever I want to be happy with. And I'm not going to let society tell me anything different, okay? That's why I'm saying that I want our women, my women, black women, to go out there and date, okay? Just go out and date whomever you feel you want to date. If you meet someone and he's being nice to you he's giving you the things that you desire, the love, the affection, you know, the respect, then go out there and date him. You cannot sit and wait on someone just because he shares your race. He's the same race as you, because you might be left alone. Okay. And the way it's looking out there, there's a lot of interracial dating going on. That's all you see these days. And that's okay. I mean, it's in the Bible that, you know, there's going to be more mixed race of people than it is anything in the coming years. And it looks that way. So everybody needs to deal with it, because that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. So love who you love, be with who you be with, and don't let society tell you that you have to stick with your own race, because that is total bullshit. But I will say this much, as a Black woman myself, I am very picky about who I go out with, because, and the reason being, when you start dating people outside of your race, this is what comes into play. A lot of these guys just are wanting to experiment with Black women. They're wondering how she is sexually. They're wondering just certain things about her. And the crazy thing is, and I can remember myself having a conversation with some white guys, telling them, I don't know why are you so curious about a Black woman in that way? Because she's the same as a white woman. They all have the same parts. Someone's skin complexion, we're just a little bit more tanned. You know what I'm saying? So what's all the curiosity for? Do you think we're aliens or something, and we're just totally different, or what? I've had to explain to people before I go out with them, if this is some kind of damn experiment, or if this is some kind of fetish or some kind of curiosity you have, then you need to keep it moving, because I don't have time for that shit. That's not what I'm here for. So I really make sure that I get to know the person that I'm going out with, because if I even think just a little bit that it's just some kind of curiosity thing with you, I'm going to kick your ass to the curb, because I don't have time for it. That is one game I'm not going to play. I'm not here for you to see how it is to be with this Black woman because you have a friend that's been with Black women and they've said this and they've said that. Nope, not having it. Take your ass on. Take your ass on. I'm telling you, don't come to me with your bullshit. And that's how I feel about it. But if you're a decent man and you actually truly would like to just meet a nice woman and spend time with her and go out, then I have no problem with that. But I'm not playing those fetish games or games where people are just curious to see how a Black woman is. That's not my cup of tea. And approaching a person like me with that shit is going to get your ass cursed all the way out. I'm going to put you down as low as I can, because I don't play those games. Okay. But that I did this segment because, again, I've had a lot of conversations with people, and people have asked me my opinion on why it's so many single Black women, and that's it. I gave you the reason. A lot of our men are locked up. A lot of our men are dead. Then some are gay. They don't want women. And then the others are taken, and then what's left seem to want everything but us. Would I want to, and if I'm going to be honest, and when I say, would I want to marry a Black man? Yes. I would love for my grandkids and my kids to see me with someone they relate to. They can look at themselves and say, okay, this is me. You know, this person is like me. They can relate. But if it does not turn out that way, then I'm just going to continue doing it the way that I'm doing it. And that's just getting to know the person that I've met. Rather, he's a different race than Black. Oh, well. Okay. And I'm not just saying this on my podcast. I've had Caucasian men ask me, would you rather be with a Black man or a white man? And I've told them, well, I would really love to marry my my beautiful black man. But if it turns out that I don't find the right one for me, then I have no problem dating someone else and getting to know someone else that happens to be a different race. And I can be just as happy as I would with that person as I would with a black man. So at least I am one of those people that's going to be honest. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't want a black man, because that would be a lie. Yes, I want a black man. I do. But I also want the right man. And I'm not just going to be with someone just because he's black. If he's not the right man, I'm not going to be with them. And no one should do that. Don't be with someone just because he or she is your race. Be with someone because you guys are compatible. Okay. So I've basically told you the reason why so many black women are not married, because we're not what some of our men want. They want everyone but us, which is okay. I know it's okay for me. I don't care. You know, hey, life doesn't stop because of that. It's going to keep going. It don't bother me. Whomever wants him can have him, because I'm going to have whomever I desire to have and just keep it moving. But I need to take a brief break and I will be right back. Hello and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. I've been talking about why so many of us black women are still single, why we're unmarried. And sometimes I sit, especially when I pull up to maybe a store or somewhere, and I look at, and this is the truth, the honest truth. I sit there and I look at the couples that's going into the stores. You see the Caucasian couples, the man and woman, or you see the man, woman, and the kids. You see us, the black woman, by herself. Not saying she's by herself. It's just that she's not there with anyone. So I take it as she could possibly be alone. Or you see a black woman with her kids and no one else is there. So, you know, I look at that. Because I'm wondering, like, okay, why does she have to be the one that's single? Why is it that everyone that you see is coupled up? Then I look at the fact that here's this black guy, and here one day I was at the store, and every couple I saw was a black guy with white women. And I said, okay, you know, I had to smile a little bit, because I'm like, you know, where did she find him so she can send me, so I can find out, so I can go find one of those? Because at this point, as a black woman, where do we go? Because it seems like when it comes to our men, where are they? You know, we might be searching for them and they're searching for somebody else, meaning black women are searching for their black man and he's on the arm of someone else. And then I know that race doesn't have anything to do with it, but this is one of the reasons why it's so many of us that's unmarried, because our men, they've married the opposite race. The black men are basically marrying outside of their race. So that's why I stated the reason why we don't have any black men is because they've married outside of their race, or they're locked up, or they're dead, or they are gay. So we don't have, and the ones that's left, we may not be compatible with. And then the other half of the ones that's left don't want us. They want a different race. Okay, so that's why it's so many of us that's single. But am I upset about that? No. Mm-mm. Because I say you be with who makes you happy. And I tell that same thing I tell my kids. If the person that makes you happy happens to not be the same race, who cares? Be with who treats you with respect, gives you the love and affection that you want, the attention, that takes care of you, that protects you, that, you know, basically loves you and that can communicate with you. then that is who you be with, regardless of what race he might be. Because if you're sitting back waiting for the same race of man to come and sweep you off your feet, you might not get that because they're over somewhere else on the other side of the grass, sweeping someone else off their feet. Because and I have to be honest about this, it seems like some of our men feel that dating outside of their race, they can be with the forbidden fruit. You understand what I'm saying? Some of them feel, okay, let me be with her because I couldn't be with her before and I can get her now. She's going to come to me. But here's the thing. You might be able to get her now. You might be able to get what I call the forbidden fruit, which is this Caucasian woman. You might be able to get her. But is she coming to you for the same reasons is she coming to you for the right reasons? Because, I've heard in conversation a lot of women saying, hey, I'm going to get that one. That black man there, he has money. I'm going to give him a couple of babies and I'll be set. You know what I'm saying? So everything that they might be getting why they're sitting here saying, let me try to explain it the right way. So while our men are sitting here saying we're gold diggers and we're just wanting their money and this, that, and other, honey, I have heard so many conversations coming from Caucasian women, Hispanic women, Chinese women, any other woman besides a black woman, how I've heard their conversations talking about how they're going to get that man for his money. I'm going to give him a couple of babies. I'm going to marry him. Then I'll stay with him a while. Then I'm going to take what he has. I've heard these with my own ears. I've heard these conversations. So, I can honestly say, while they're kind of putting us down as black women, and they came from a black woman, but while they're putting us down, these white women that they are kind of, these other women, not just white, but all these other women besides black women, you might not be getting what you think you're getting. You might be getting that same gold digger that you're trying to accuse us of being. You're getting this woman that's going to give you the babies, and she's going to keep giving you those babies to make sure that whenever she does leave you, she's going to get that spousal support. She's going to get that child support. She's going to get the bank, and she's going to sit back off of your money, and then they're going to go back to their own race and spend your money. And this is coming from them. This is what they have said. This is what I've heard these women saying, talking to each other. And all I do is like, my mouth literally just drop. I'm like, so this is how they feel. They really don't want this black man, and there's, it's sad that, because you're not going to catch me saying, I'm going to get that guy over there. He has money. So I'm going to go over there and get him and try to see what I can get out of him. That's crazy. I don't have time for that. I can get my own things. Okay. I can get my own things, but I will say this. I'm not going to let anyone treat me like I'm a $2 whore either. Meaning I buy nice things for myself. So I expect nice things from you as well. I'm accustomed to living a certain way or having a certain type of things in my life. And if you can't accommodate me and add to what I'm doing, then I don't need you. And I don't give a damn if you're white. I don't care if you're Hispanic, if you're Chinese, if you're Asian, if you're black. If you cannot accommodate my life and have me live in the way that I've had myself living, then I don't need you. You don't get someone that's not equally yoked. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I feel about it. So in saying that, again, I take care of me. I have my own money. I pay my own bills. I do everything for me. But I'm not going to go out there and get someone that I know can't give me the things that I'm used to getting or I'm used to giving myself. Because then that's going to be a problem because I'm accustomed to living a certain way. And I'm trying to stay that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go get someone that takes me back and, just takes me back to somewhere I don't want to be. That's not something I'm going to do either. So basically, that's what I did this segment about. I was just trying to touch base on why is so many of us black women out here single and unmarried and just alone. because it's sad. It's really sad because it shouldn't be that way. Because one thing I can tell you about a black woman, she will stand by you. She will stand by you. If you told her, okay, I don't have a job, I can't do this right now, she's going to say, okay, I have you. I got your back. I got your back. Don't even worry about it. There's been women to work two jobs and to help put her man or her husband through college. And then when he's graduated, what he went and he married someone else. And he left her all broken down and overworked for him. So, but the point I'm making with that is black women will have your back. That's something we will do. We will have your back when no one else does. We will stand by you. Even if you all don't stand by us, we will stand by your ass. And we'll fight for you, fight side by side with you. And that's been proven in so many different situations that black women will stand by her man. So if you're looking for someone that's faithful, someone that's going to give you respect, someone that's going to have your back, I can assure you that's a black woman. So no, we're not the angry, hateful women that everyone put us out there to be. We're none of the above. We're not. We just believe in defending ourselves. We believe in keeping it real 100%. And by doing that, people call us evil. People call us angry and bitter. And that's not the case. We're none of that. So I just wanted to clarify that. So that's why I did this segment. I wanted to get all of that out and just clarify all of that, because I'm so tired of hearing men say, oh, she's just a, you know, that black woman over there, just black women in general, she's just angry. She's bitter. Someone must have misused her and she didn't know how to treat her man. No, it's none of the above. Black women, it's none of the above. We've been stereotyped for years, for a very long time. And all of it's wrong. And that's why I got on here to clarify all of that shit was wrong. So, anyone is listening to this, I hope it helps you so that you can see how black women really are, considering that I am a black woman and I just told you. And everything I said in this segment is 100%. I keep it real, regardless of whose feelings might be hurt. It might be some people out there that don't like what I said. Oh, well, I'm going to say it again like I always say. If you don't like what I'm saying, if you don't believe what I'm saying, or just overall have a problem with everything that I've expressed, or basically what I've talked about in this segment, then don't listen to my podcast. Because if I've ever said anything from day one of starting my podcast, is I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be real. Everything that I said will be true. I don't candy coat just to make someone else feel good. That's something I don't do. So basically all I'm saying is if you have a problem with what I'm saying, then maybe I'm not the one you should be listening to. But if you understand where I'm coming from, then feel free to continue to listen to my podcast and share it with your family and friends. Feel free to leave me voicemails if you want to. You can listen to me on Anchor. You can listen to me on Spotify. You can listen to me on Apple Podcasts. I'm basically everywhere. So you can just basically listen to me wherever you see fit. But I am totally 100% honest, okay? I'm honest in everything that I do and say. So, and I'm not on here to please anyone, okay? I'm not here to say something that you want to hear. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to talk about facts. I'm here to give my opinion on certain subjects. I'm here doing what I do, and that's my podcast. And I enjoy doing it because I can say the things that, you know, the things I have on, if I have to get something off my chest, I can say it because I don't hide anything. I don't hold anything back. I don't candy coat. I just keep everything real. And I just hope that, you know, everyone can understand where I'm coming from, because if not, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. I am how I am who I am. And anyone out there that knows me knows I've always kept everything 100. I've always been honest. And if a person don't like the truth, then that's a problem. Because I'm the type of person, I want the truth. Don't lie to me. Don't candy coat anything. Tell me the truth. I will tell people, I don't give a damn if you think it's going to hurt my feelings. Tell me the truth. I am not the type of person that wants to be lied to. That's something I don't want. Okay. So again, feel free to leave me a message. You can tell me, hey, I like the podcast, or you can say you hated it, or tell me your opinion. I accept that. It's all good. Okay. Or if you want me to talk about a certain subject, or you want my opinion on something, leave me a message or leave me a voicemail and say, hey, Dora, can you talk about this, or what made you feel this way or that way? And I will touch base on that with my next segment. Okay. So until then, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And until next time, take care.